Righteous before God only through faith in Jesus Christ. nothing moving in the church. For the church has suffered much terror of appetite since her beginning in this regard. To get the answer to this issue, you must ask another question. The question that in chronological order truly precedes the first question, and that is, where to look for the Spirit? This question is, how would you recognize the Spirit? And Jesus himself answers that question when he says, the Spirit will testify of me. And that is precisely what you confess when you say that through the ministry of teaching the gospel and administering the sacraments, that through instruments, the Holy Spirit is given who works faith, wherein and it pleases God. Christ, the cross, his death, his resurrection is the gospel. And where the Word of God is, and where the gospel of God is, there the Holy Spirit is to be found. So when you seek the Spirit where he is not to be found, when you take it as truth that he comes with every sermon you have ever heard preached. But dear friends, I am not here speaking of style, but content. God's word indeed has the promise that his word shall not return unto him void. But both pastors and hearers must always ask the question whether what is preached is in fact God's word. When the sermon is God's word, then in spite of the weakness of the pastor or weakness of the hearer, that word is powerful and does what it says. So this morning, when the pastor spoke the word of Christ to you and said, I forgive you all your sins were forgiven. Whether you happen to be looking at the color of the ceiling, or daydreaming, or whatever, it isn't incumbent upon you, it's incumbent upon the Word, because that, dear friends, is where the power is. You seek the Spirit and he where he is not to be found, when you overlook the fact that the Holy Spirit is indeed given whenever and wherever the gospel is rightly preached, and where the sacraments are given out in accord with this pure gospel. For the Holy Spirit does not always as it did on that first day of Pentecost. For the church still lives in a world of scornful wonder. Are they not all drunk? At least with the false notion of a God. The church